You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Today is voter registration deadline day in California, though there are a couple asterisks, I think, to that statement. Kim Alexander with the California Voter Foundation is back to talk with us about some tips to make sure you get registered and then that your vote will count. Hi, Kim.
Hi, Beth.
It's a little interesting because different counties, Sacramento County, for example, will vote differently than others, and that also applies to registration.
That's right. Today is the voter registration deadline for all Californians, and you have until midnight online to register online at the Secretary of State's website. That's at registertovote.ca.gov. If you want to do it on paper and fill out a paper application, you need to get it postmarked by today. But if you miss this deadline, which we really want people to make the deadline, but if you miss it, we have a new fail-safe in California called conditional voter registration. And that allows you to register to vote as a conditional voter after the registration deadline and up to and on election day. And in Sacramento County, where we have the new Voters' Choice Act voting model, you can register to vote in this way at any of the vote centers in our county, which open October 27th.
Do you need to walk in with a reason that you missed today's deadline?
No, you just need to go in and say that you want to register to vote, and they will have you fill out a voter registration application, and you will be given a conditional ballot to vote. They want to make sure that you're not registered somewhere else or that you didn't also get a vote by mail ballot and vote that. So sometimes the reasons why we have these extra procedures is to give people all these conveniences, but also to make sure nobody's voting twice. So that takes a little bit extra administrative effort. But when you conditionally register, you do vote at the same time at your vote center or at your county election office. And then once they verify your registration, they'll count your ballot.
So to register to vote, you have to be a U.S. citizen. You have to have a residence address in California.
Right.
You have to be 18 years old on election day. So say your birthday is the day before, you can pre-register and be ready to go on election day, correct?
That's right. And in addition, we now have pre-registration for 16 and 17-year-olds in California. So, and we see a lot of that going on now in schools, which is great. And that can happen even after this deadline because you're not registering for the November 6th election. You're pre-registering. So if you're a high school student or a teacher of high school students, you can take advantage of these registration opportunities as well.
So you cannot vote if you are currently in a state or federal prison or on parole for the conviction of a felony.
Right. But once you served your time, you get your voting rights restored, which is a big difference between California and a lot of other states.
Yeah, there's been a lot of debate. In fact, CAP Radio has recorded some programming in which there's been debate in other states about this. You cannot vote if you have been found mentally incompetent to vote by a court.
Right.
All right. So there's an aspect of re-registration. Some people may have been registered in the past, or they think they're registered if they have a driver's license. Explain that re-registration.
Well, I think sometimes people think that when they update their address with the post office that it automatically updates their registration, and that's not necessarily the case. And we now have some new automated registration processes through the DMV that have been rolled out this year. And so we are getting more automation when people move. But there have been a few glitches with the DMV system. So basically, the reasons why somebody would need to update their registration are because they've moved or they've changed their name, or maybe they want to update their voter signature. If you're voting by mail, that signature on your voter registration application is the one that your signature on your vote by mail envelope will be compared to verify that you are who you say you are. And as people get older, their signature changes over time. You know, we were talking a minute ago about people who pre-register to vote when they're 16, 17 years old. You may not really have a signature at that age. So you might want to update your signature. And I recommend people take a photo of their signature if they're filling out a paper application and keep it on record for themselves so they know what to look at. Now, if you register online, you need a state ID or driver's license to do that. And the signature from your state ID or driver's license is appended to the online registration application. which is a great advantage for people voting by mail, because then you can just look at your driver's license and look at your signature there. You have a record of what it looks like, and make your signature on your ballot envelope look like that signature.
This gets tricky if you want to have your spouse or a family member sign your ballot for you. Maybe you had it all filled out and it just wasn't ready to go, and you say, oh, just sign it and pop it in the vote center or vote by mail. It will get kicked back.
It will get kicked back. It's illegal to do that. It's the most frequent reason we hear from election registrars as to why vote-by-mail ballots get rejected is that a family member signed for another family member. You cannot do that. Fortunately, we have fail-safes in this process now as well. There was a lawsuit filed by the ACLU, which we supported, that now got the law changed to require counties to contact voters whose signatures are found to not match their signature on file, and give those voters a chance to provide a valid signature so their ballot will be counted instead of rejected. Historically, we've seen tens of thousands of ballots cast by mail in this state getting rejected for a number of reasons, but the most common ones were they were arriving too late, or the signature didn't match the one on file, or the voter forgot to sign. So now we've created a grace period called the Postmark Plus 3 law, where you get your ballot in postmarked by Election Day. If it's there within 3 business days, it will get counted. We've created a new law that allows voters to add a missing signature, which Sacramento County does that outreach to voters as well. And now this additional law that deals with mismatched signatures. So hopefully we're whittling away at this vote-by-mail ballot rejection problem, which I think is happening, and I'm very happy about that. But people need to realize this problem with vote-by-mail is originating in the voter registration stage of the process, at the point where people are signing that form. So if you do sign a paper application, or you assist people with signing and filling out paper applications, you really have to pay attention to the signature that's put on that form.
All right. And there is a way to verify your registration.
Yes.
And that is at the Secretary of State's My Voter Status page. We're going to post a link to that, but essentially what you're looking for is whether your registration is there and it's current.
That's right. If you are not sure if you're registered to vote, or if you are not sure if your current address is the one that's on file for your voter registration, you can go to the Secretary of State's website. It's voterstatus.sos.ca.gov, and find out if you are currently registered to vote and at what address. And we really encourage people to do that today. You do have to enter some sensitive personal information to use that lookup tool. So we do advise voters to not do that in a public Wi-Fi at a public place, because you need to put in your driver's license and your birth date and your last 4 digits of your Social Security number. But once you get in, you can see your voting history. You can see if you're a vote-by-mail voter, and you can verify your address. And, you know, that's a really great convenience for voters, who also can go to their county election website and use these lookup tools. Often, the county tools don't require quite as much personal information to access as the state tool does. So we have a new page on our website that's part of our online voter guide at calvoter.org, where we link to all these lookup tools for voters.
All right. California Voter Foundation is a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization. We'll post a link to that, as well as the Secretary of State's office. And again, you can go to the county. Kim Alexander is president of California Voter Foundation. I think we could fill the hour with all the details. So whatever you need to know, reach out to a website or check us out at capradio.org, and hopefully you can find your answers. Thank you, Kim.
Thank you, Beth.
Talk to you again on Election Day, okay?
Happily, thanks.
All right. And there's more at capradio.org/insight. This is Insight on Cap Radio.